This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
One of the most important things for a Christian is to rightly handle God's Word. This is essential because any group, whether it be a cult or atheist or anyone that is going to come after and attack Christianity, they have one thing in common. They will all misrepresent and mishandle God's Word. They will not interpret it following the proper rules of interpretation. Paul gives this encouragement to Timothy as he was encouraging him to study God's Word so that he would be sound in doctrine and teaching others sound doctrine. Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." And that's something we should be our goal. We should have a goal to be standing approved before God, rightly handling his word, so we have no shame. When cultics, groups, or atheists want to come and attack us, we need to be able to handle God's word rightly. When we have troubles and trials and sins that enter our life, we need to rightly handle God's word to be able to live sound in faith. And the first principle that I want to take time this week to look at is identification. We need to identify what type of literature we are dealing with. There are several types of literature in the Bible, and each one of them have different rules. There's historical narrative, there's poetic literature, there's wisdom literature, there's prophecy, and there's instruction. And each one of those have different rules. And this week, we're going to take a look at those different rules and how to interpret them.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.